Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, AppleVis, and welcome to this demonstration. It's Calvin. Today, we're going to take a look at one of the latest products by Apple, Apple's HomePod, the smart speaker from Apple. I've been using one in my bedroom, and I purchased one a few days ago for the basement to listen to music while I'm making sports. I am loving it a lot. Before I get started, we're going to take a look at the box. I'll tell you what's inside the box and how it looks like, and then I'll give you a physical description of the speaker, and then we're gonna go through the initial setup. Here is the box. The box is in the shape of a cuboid, two side faces, opposite each other has the Apple logo. The other two side faces of the box says HomePod. The top of the box has a top view of the HomePod. The bottom of the box states its features and where it's designed. Designed by Apple in California. I'm going to pull off the cover of the box. The upper part of the box is tall. Here we can place the speaker inside. It contains a plastic or a nylon actually. It's round and circled inside. The speaker sits at the top, not at the bottom. Here is the bottom part of the box. We've got inside a plastic that holds the wire. At the bottom is a sticker. The size of the bottom box is slightly bigger than the Apple TV's box. I'll put the box back. I'm gonna grab the HomePod. Here is it. It looks very nice. It's quite heavy. Apple's HomePod is a 7-inch mesh body. The wire is attached at the back, surrounded with a fabric at the side. It has a rounded cylindrical shape. I can feel it with my hands. It has a small touch screen on its top, covered with a plastic. It's 7-inch tall. It has 7 tweeters in its base and a 4-inch woofer towards the top, as well as 6 microphones used for Siri and for voice control. The device runs an iOS variation known as Audio OS. There are no any physical buttons. I'm gonna go ahead and place the speaker in my desk and plug it in. The device is available in space gray and white. The one I have is white. I'm gonna plug in the device and power on the switch. Here we go. Let's wait for the startup sound. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and launch the Home app from my iPhone 10 running iOS 11.3.1. Open Home.
Home, welcome home.
Okay, so here's the welcome screen. I'm gonna place my iPhone at the top of the touch panel.
Welcome home, HomePod, heading.
Welcome home, HomePod. I'll swipe right.
Setup button.
I'll double tap on setup.
Where is the HomePod?
So here are a list of rooms.
Living room, picker item, adjustable.
Okay, so I'll swipe down since this HomePod will be used in the basement.
Kitchen. Home theater.
No.
Guest room.
Garage.
Game room. Entertainment room. Dining room. Bedroom.
Bathroom.
Basement.
I'll swipe right.
Continue button.
Double tap.
Personal request. Allow anyone to use this HomePod to send and read messages, add reminders, create notes, and more with this iPhone when it is connected to the same Wi-Fi network.
I don't want this feature. I'll disable it.
Enable personal request button.
No, not now.
Not now, button.
You can enable it later from the Home app, I think.
Siri on HomePod, heading.
Okay, Siri in HomePod.
You can talk to Siri by saying, "Hey Siri," or by touching and holding the top of HomePod.
Okay, so we're going to demonstrate this later on.
Siri sends
after completing
contacts,
the setup.
To process your requests.
Okay.
About Siri and privacy button. Continue button.
Continue.
Terms and conditions heading.
Here are the terms and conditions. We're going to select agree.
Agree button.
Double tap.
Accounts and settings heading.
Accounts and settings. I'll be using my Apple ID.
Transfer settings.
I'll transfer settings from my iPhone. Double tap.
HomePod heading.
Okay, it's setting up. Is it going to enable VoiceOver?
VoiceOver on.
Setup is in progress. I'll go back to my chair.
You can't tell, but I'm waving to get my attention. Say, hey, Siri.
Okay, so...
Let's try it.
Let's say, hey, try it now.
What can you do?
Okay. Hey, Siri, what can you do?
I can do lots of things, like turn on the lights, give you a news update, and tell you about the weather. Now you try. Say, hey, Siri, play some music.
Okay, so actually I don't have any accessories to demonstrate for now. But I can ask Siri to play some music. I'll ask her to play some news. I'll ask her about the weather. Hey Siri, play Despacito by Justin Bieber.
Playing Despacito featuring Justin Bieber remix by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee.
Okay. Actually, I can ask Siri some commands. I can ask her to turn volume up, volume down, pause, stop, and a few other commands. Hey Siri, volume up. Hey Siri, pause. Okay, so I paused music. Now let's look at the other commands. Hey Siri, what's the weather outside?
It's currently clear and 37 degrees in Dubai. Temperatures are heading down from 37 degrees this afternoon to 29 tonight.
Wow. Hey Siri?
Mm-hmm.
Can you read some news?
Here's the latest news from NPR. Or if you prefer, say, hey Siri, switch to Fox News, switch to CNN, or switch to the Washington Post instead.
Okay, so I placed my iPhone here, and I'll show you how can now I use the touch panel action. So while the news is playing, I went back to the HomePod. I can pause. The touch screen or the touch panel is circled. You can find here a few buttons, such as the pause in the middle, decrease is in the left, and in the right we have is increase volume. I'll double tap.
Play.
Increase
volume.
I'll increase volume by
environmentary officials.
I'll double tap and hold.
By the country's state news agency,
increase volume.
Saying the Trump administration is ruining.
You can do that from your iPhone as well.
Summit with ruler Kim Jong.
Decrease volume.
The official says Washington is.
I'll double tap and hold to ask for Siri. What languages do you speak?
I speak English here, and many other languages on iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and Mac.
I'll go back to my chair. Now let's take a look at the Home app from my iPhone. We've got a few items in the Home tab. Our first item is Add and Edit Homes. From here, we can add a new home or set up our existing. We can see our connected home hubs. For now, I have only one connected home hub, which is this HomePod. From here, I can invite people to control my accessories at home. I can also update my speakers from here. By default, updates are installed automatically. This feature can be disabled if you wish. The speaker can be accessed by everyone or by anyone at the same network or only people sharing this home. You can also set up a password. From here, you can choose a home wallpaper, add a photo, or choose from existing. You can add notes for people who are sharing your home. Also, you can completely remove your home from here. After this option, we've got
My Home.
Hey. My Home.
Edit button.
You can edit.
Add button.
You can add an accessory or a scene from here. Next.
Favorite accessories. Hey.
Favorite accessories. We've got
HomePod. Basement. Pause button.
This HomePod. Okay, so I'll swipe down.
Open controls.
Open controls.
HomePod.
Okay, so here are a list of options.
Alarms, button.
Alarms, you can add an alarm from here. Next.
Details, button.
Details, I'll double tap.
Details, basement HomePod, heading.
I'll swipe right.
Done, button. HomePod, basement, pause, button. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Next.
HomePod, button.
You can change the name from here.
HomePod, text field. Double tap to edit.
You can type in the text.
Select a custom action, then double tap to activate. Room, basement.
Room is basement.
Include favorites, switch button, on. Double
okay.
Tap to toggle setting.
It's included. This feature is turned on.
Favorite accessories appear in control center in the home tab of this app or quick access.
The next option is
music and podcasts. Heading.
Music and podcasts. I would be able to see my account information here. Next option is
allow explicit content. Switch button on.
Allow explicit content is switched on.
Sound check. Switch button off.
Sound check
double
is off.
Toggle setting.
I don't need this option.
Use listening history. Switch button on.
Use double listening tap, history setting. Is on. Next is
allow music played on HomePod to influence your full recommendations and appear on your profile.
Okay, so here is a description actually.
Devices, about Apple Music and podcasts and privacy. Link.
Next.
Siri, heading.
Under Siri, we've got
listen for Hey Siri, switch button on.
This command is
setting.
Turned on.
Touch and hold for Siri, switch button on.
I just showed you how to touch and hold for Siri from the touch panel.
Light when using Siri, switch button on.
Light for Siri is on. It's good for low vision users.
Sound when using Siri. Switch button off.
Sound is disabled. I don't need this feature.
Language, English, United States, button.
Actually, English is only supported. English AU, English UK, and English US.
Siri voice, American, female, button. Siri can help you get things done just by asking about Siri and privacy, blank.
Okay, next.
Location services, switch button on.
This feature is turned on.
Location services uses Bluetooth and crowdsourced Wi-Fi hotspot locations to determine your approximate location. About location services and privacy, blank.
Okay, next.
Accessibility, button.
Let's take a look at the accessibility features in the HomePod.
Basement HomePod, back button.
Okay.
Accessibility, heading. Vision, heading. VoiceOver, on, button.
VoiceOver. VoiceOver is enabled. Next.
Interaction, heading.
Interaction.
Touch accommodations, off, button.
Touch accommodations is off.
VoiceOver, on, button.
I'm going to select VoiceOver.
Accessibility, back button.
Okay, so here we got few options.
VoiceOver, heading. VoiceOver, switch button, on.
VoiceOver is switched on. You can disable it if you wish, either from your iPhone or by asking Siri.
Speaking rate, heading.
Speaking rate is
58%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, next option is
double tap timeout, 0.25.
Double tap timeout.
Audio ducking, switch button, on.
This feature is enabled. It's useful when asking for Siri. I'll scrub with two fingers.
VoiceOver on button. Basement HomePod heading.
The next option is
analytics button.
Analytics.
Manufacturer Apple Incorporated.
Manufacturer.
Serial number CC4VX9.
Serial number.
Okay. Model M2HV2LS/8. Version 11.3. 15×10^217.
HomePod won't work on older versions of iOS. The next option is
remove accessory.
You can remove this accessory from here. Removing this accessory will not affect your other accessories and scenes. I'll select done.
Done button. Done. HomePod. Basement HomePod. Heading.
You can AirPlay audio from your iPhone to your HomePod. I'll show you. I'll play music from my iPhone. Okay, so I opened up the music app. I can change the setting from my music app or from the control center. I can change the playback destination from the mini player. Okay, I'll double tap on basement HomePod. I can adjust the volume from here. The HomePod's volume actually.
Selected basement media controls volume 55% adjustable. Swipe up or down with 75%. 65%, 45%, 55%.
Okay, so I'll pause the music. This concludes today's review about Apple's HomePod. Hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.